What kinds of things do developers think about and politicians think about when they improve a neighborhood and they do it for the residents of that neighborhood, and then there comes a switch and all of a sudden that neighborhood becomes unaffordable for the people who invested their lives in that neighborhood?
This has been an issue from the very first Plan Bay Area when we started talking housing and gentrification and displacement. And how do you actually combat that is really a difficult thing. Any property that is privately owned in a neighborhood that improves over time, the value of the property increases, which usually means, obviously, if you buy it, the mortgages are going to increase, or you rent it, the rents are going to increase, the reinvestment in the community, which is a good thing. But at the same time, there are going to be those that are going to be priced out of the market and displaced. I think the way that we can truly combat it these days is to make sure that we do increase our deed-restricted affordable housing options so that we can keep that mix. Where there's either a tax credit at state and federal level, like a Burbank Housing Corporation, for instance, that is really everyone within one of their units is going to be qualified for a certain level of income, whether it's low, you know, different levels, low, medium, moderate, and so on and so forth. But I think on the market side, construction these days is very expensive, but affordability by design. You know, no longer, I think, are we really going to be building sprawling suburbs with 2 and 3 car garages and 5 bedrooms. There'll still always be a need, or someone will want that somewhere, but fewer and fewer. More diverse options on the housing stock, I think, give more options for people, especially as they move from one housing level to another, even from micro units, the small house, a single person in a very small studio, to graduating then, you know, going down life chain of perhaps a marriage and children and what that's going to lead to. But having those options along the way, it used to be that we didn't have as many housing type options. So I think that's one thing that we can do going forward. And the market, that's a kind of a market-driven solution that hopefully will play out over the long haul. But it's still going to be an expense.
Some of what we need to do in housing is because there was not a level playing field. 30, 40, 50 years ago, the idea of redlining, the idea of keeping people of color out of housing, which was happening here in Sonoma County as well as all over the United States. Do you believe that there is a residual element of the kind of racism that had happened here in the county decades ago, of certainly before you began your public service? Do we need particularly to look at people of color in housing and say, we stopped these people from getting housing at a certain time in our history, and we need to remediate that?
I think we've come a long, long way, and we are much better as a society overall, but I'm not naive enough to say that we don't have problems still. And I do think that communities that are diverse, that people are living side by side, ultimately that's the way we really combat true discrimination, is to understand one another on a human level, instead of just generalizing and pointing fingers across the town at someone else.